But everything we marvel at in the Gospels, Jesus still does today. Jesus still is powerfully intersecting lives. He raises a lot more people from the dead now than back then. He only had 30-some recorded miracles. Now he's constantly raising us from being dead in our trespasses and sin and making us alive in him. But let me ask you this. When you think about Christ, think about how Mary knew him. Mary knew that he saw her and knew her and cared and came and prayed and provided and cleanses. But most of all, what she needed to realize is he saves and gives life that's abundant. Now I'm going to go through the checklist of salvation. These are the things that going through the door triggers in your life. It's kind of like when you go to the doctor, you know, and they look for signs of life, you know, and also signs of death. Because if our body is dying and it's dying too rapidly, they try and stifle that rapid death. And we call it disease, and we call it, you know, cancer, and we call it all these, you know, respiratory this and that. What are the signs of life in Christ? We're guilt-free. You cannot be guilty and be saved. Why? Because all my sins, all the penalty, all the blame went on Christ. I'm not supposed to compete with him. See, religion says you gotta suffer a little longer. In fact, the biggest religion says you're not just going to suffer here, you're going to go there and suffer and kind of bake off all the bad stuff that you still haven't, because Jesus is not seen as having paid for everything. If you truly understand the gospel, you are guilt-free. That's why the gospel was preached in the prison system, initially, you know, Chuck Colson and his gang in prison fellowship, and you would read those accounts that those death row stranglers would come to Christ and they lost their guilt for what they did. Now, they still looked at the family through the glass as they were hooding them and doing everything, and they were saying, I'm sorry, it was wrong, I'm sorry I strangled your daughter. But Jesus was treated by God like he strangled your daughter. And they were guilt-free. That drove some people crazy. They almost didn't like these people getting saved because they died on death row glowing with hope, guilt-free, anxiety-free. Let me ask you this. Do the people that see you in line at Walgreens see you as anxiety-free? Do the people that see you at work think of you as extraordinarily guilt-free, anxiety-free, and hope-filled? I was just talking with someone that we knew from years past, and they live in the middle of the oil patch, and one of the titan multi-billion dollar corporations there is folding up and leaving town and laying off in its wake thousands. Did you know in that town, in the unemployment line and everywhere else, should be hope-filled, anxiety-free, guilt-free, love-filled, abundantly joy-filled, overflowing with peace, no matter what is happening, Christians? Because they went through the door and they know Jesus Christ. And they know that this isn't all there is. And that Jesus Christ came to set us free from the bondage of death and sin and guilt and defilement. But that's because saving faith says Christ lives in me today.